First of all, I would like to thank you all for having me again. It's a true honor and a schus for me to be able to come back to be with you again at a Thursday night mishmer. And of course, a very big thanks to Reb Yitzchak for putting it together. I know it's irregular, but I know in my place it's work to put things together, so thank you very much and thank you for having me. I would like to speak a couple of minutes, discuss tonight a topic that's relevant for every Shabbos, relevant to this week's parsha. This week's parsha speaks about Shabbos, and also for the Yemei HaSvira, which we're preparing now from Pesach to Shavuos for Kabbalah HaTorah. And of course, it's Negeah for every single day of the year. We say in davening, in Shacharis of Shabbos, we say by Shmoinesre, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Yismach Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu rejoiced b'matnas chelkoi with the gift of his portion. What was he happy about? He rejoiced about what gift of the portion that he got. What was he happy about? Anybody ever wondered what it means? I also didn't know. And I asked, and I saw the Torah speaks about it. The Torah explains, what was Moshe Rabbeinu so happy, and what did he get? What was the gift that he got? What was the portion of Matnas Chelkoi? The Torah explains that Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim saw his brothers and his brothers working very hard. The Shibud Mitzrayim, they're working very hard. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Paroi, could you please give the Jewish nation a day off? He asked them, could you please give a day off? Paroi agreed to give them a day off. And Paroi asked them, believe it or not, Paroi asked, what day do you want off? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want Shabbos. And Paroi gave it to him, Paroi granted it to him. So the Torah explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, and the Torah gave us, the Eibishter gave us the mitzvah of Shabbos, the day of rest was the seventh day. So Moshe Rabbeinu was very happy of his choice. What did Moshe Rabbeinu choose? The day of rest should be Shabbos. So that's what he was happy about. So when we say in davening, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, Moshe Rabbeinu rejoiced of what he got. What was he happy? He was happy that the day of rest that he picked was the same day that Hashem gave us in Har Sinai, that was Shabbos. Let's try to understand a little bit. What was Paroi thinking by giving a day off? I want to ask you, if you have 100,000 employees working for you, here they were for free, and even if you're paying, what would you give them if they need a day off? You give them these sick days, these vacation days, 9 sick days, 6 vacation days, depends how long you are. In per year. Over here, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Paroi to give all his hundreds of thousands of slaves a day off, and he agreed. One day a week. So imagine that's 52 days a year off for hundreds of thousands of slaves. What was Paroi thinking to give a day off? Anybody? What's the logic?
They can work better if they're rested.
Very good. Excellent. That's what Paroi had in mind. 100%. Paroi had in mind, it's worth it. Let them have a day off. They come back Sunday after the weekend, refreshed. They'll work better. Excellent. It's a win. Let's go for it. That was Paroi's intention. You find now a lot of businesses, when they're putting in gyms into their business, into their, you know, companies have a gym for their employees to work out. It's not because they really want that their employees should be so healthy. It's just that they want that when you work, if you go and you work out, you work better. A few days ago, I went with a friend to air out a little bit. I went biking, so we did 16 miles. For some people, that's a little. For some people, that's a lot. For me, it was a lot. It was a lot. But let me tell you, towards the end, I was pushing to make it. But afterwards, I learned so good afterwards, and whatever I had to do was just, my brain was working a lot better. So that was the intention of Paroi, that people should get rest, that by rest they could work, they could continue working. That was very good. That was Paroi's idea. However, Moshe Rabbeinu had something else in mind. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked for a day off, Moshe Rabbeinu's request was something completely different. And to explain what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, what did Klal Yisrael do? What did they do in Mitzrayim on the day off, on Shabbos? We know, by us, we have Shacharis, Friday night, Kabbalah, Shabbos, Shab, Mincha, Mairiv, these Hashir, and these Sudas. What did they do? What did Klal Yisrael do in Mitzrayim, the day off? What did they do? Of course, they ate, obviously. What did they do? Listen to a beautiful Medrash. The Medrash says, you know what Klal Yisrael did? They read Megillah, scrolls that were passed down from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This says in the Medrash. What do you think said in the Megillahs? I mean, if they spent Shabbos, I would have thought it's long Megillahs and Torah and Chadusha Torah. What's said in the Megillahs? A few words. It said, Yisrael Yiyu Nigalim. A couple of words. The Jewish nation will be Nigal, there'll be redemption. They're going to go out of Mitzrayim. Those are the few words that said in the Megillahs. So I want to ask you all, my dear friends, for that you need a whole entire Shabbos. You need a whole Shabbos to read a few words. Why is it not enough just for a few minutes? You know, when you get up, you go to work, you're making your coffee. While you drink your coffee, just read those few words that, you know, one day we'll be out of here. Or when we're going to sleep, when you crash into your bed, those couple of minutes, read it five times. What do you need this long whole Shabbos to stop and read these few words? The answer is, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the day off, that if a person, to be able to connect, you have to disconnect. To be able to connect to Hashem, you have to disconnect. Meaning to say, if a person just keeps on going nonstop and is busy, doesn't have time to think, there's no chance that I'll be able to connect to Hashem, be able to connect. If a person stops and thinks, a person has a day off, a Shabbos, a break, to be able to think what's his purpose of life. These people do different things, your work, whatever you have to do in life. But it has to be with a purpose, an accomplishment. Why is somebody here? What are we doing? If a person just on the way out to work with his coffee reads that Megillah, it wouldn't do anything. If a person has a few hours to stop and think, then he could connect and read. We're going to be Nigal, he's an accomplishment, we're becoming a Jewish nation. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's intention. Listen what happened. When Pari heard that this was Moshe's idea for the day off, Pari wanted to fight back. And Pari said, you know what? You want to have a day rest to be able to like clear your mind? What did Pari do? Tichpadu avoida. Pari added more work. But let me ask you, when Pari added more work, he didn't say, okay, till now you were doing 100 bricks, now I want you to make 200 bricks, 300 bricks. He added a new job. What was the new job he gave them? He told them, I want you to make cement. I want you to make cement. What was the idea of making cement? The idea of making cement is that they have to now figure out where they're going to get the wheat from. They have to start using their brain. And he wanted, even Shabbos, they're not working. They should be nervous. Sunday, where am I going to get cement from? Just I'll give you an example. He's a guy working in ShopRite. He stocks the aisles. You know, he walks up and down the aisles, and whenever he sees the cereals are going down, he puts more cereal, more licorice, soda. He stocks the aisles. But he only stocks, let's say, half the store. He's a good guy. The guy who does the other half, he retired. So they go over to him and they tell him, my dear friend, you're doing an excellent job. You stock the shelves. I want you, instead of doing half of the aisles, we're going to give you more hours. We're going to up your salary. We want you to do all the aisles, everything. However, we also want something else. Since you're anyway stocking the shelves, why not at the same time already also figure out what goes faster, slower? This is before the days of barcodes that the computer figures it all out. You see that that goes faster, slower, what you restock, what's more popular. So I ask you, when he got more work, he got more work to add onto the shelves, but that's fine. He just has more hours of work. He could still on his headphones, listen to music, and do what he wants. But he got another part of his job that he has to start using his brain. He has to figure out what comes more, what goes less, what's popular. That's what Pari wanted to give the Yidden, an extra job, that they should have to be all not sure what's going on, where they're going to get the cement from. That's going to keep them occupied, that they're not going to be able to think what their purpose is. Just to share with you a line in the Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim says, I'll read it to you inside. It's really like a true chizuk. The Mesilas Yesharim says, it's 2.5 lines. V'hine ulam zois. Achas metachbulei se yetzahara. One of the big tricks and the big ways that a yetzahara comes to fight us is lahachbed avoidosei betmidas alibas b'nei adam. A person should work hard, but not just work hard, that's okay. Ad shelo yishor lehem revach lizboinen. A person shouldn't even have any time to think. Ulestakol be'ezer derechem holchem. Person should be so busy and so occupied that he shouldn't be able to think what's coming and going. And he says he says that was Pari's idea by giving them a lot of work. That's what he says. Varizeu mein atzas Pari, which we spoke about. But then he says that if a person would stop and think, what's he here for? Bevadai, a person would be chayzeh b'tshuva. He would never do any averus. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim says. So the Yetzahara works and works, you know, whether if it's a person with texting, WhatsApp, all types of things. The Yetzirah keeps a person, you shouldn't have never a dull moment. There should always be things coming and going, not to be able to think what the purpose is. Just recently, somebody told me there's a bumper sticker in Eretz Yisrael. I never saw it. I lived there 5.5 years. It says, don't think Shabbos is a day off, it's a day on. Which means it's not a day off, just like a day off. It's a day on. In other words, the day is very focused and very important for even the rest of the week, what we gain. Just the understanding of what we were supposed to gain for Shabbos is, the Pasuk says, Shabbos Shabbos, and it's a Pasuk over here in this week's parasha, and it's a Pasuk in many other places. The Pasuk says, what's supposed to be Shabbos? Menuchas Miragua, a true rest. What does it mean, a true rest? V'loy menuchas aray. A person could have Shabbos, just obviously you're not allowed to do malachas, you just gotta be, you can't do any malacha, but you could just be, you know, thinking of work and all types of things, but not really being focused. Like the Sipurna says, lekachay. What does it mean, Shabbos should be lekachay? Says the Sipurna, lekachay means that a person should make sure when Shabbos comes, all his work should be taken care of. In other words, whether if it means not to work till the last minute before Shabbos, or it means that a person shouldn't have his brain thinking what business deals, all these types of things should be taken care of before, that when Shabbos comes, a person should be able to be clear and think what his purpose is. I learn with somebody twice a week, Monday nights and Wednesday nights. He's a 21-year-old. And he's a chayzeh b'tshuva. He told me before he became from, he works, he makes a lot of money, he likes money. He spoke to a relative of mine, David Lichtenstein, a wealthy person, and he asked him, before he became from, he asked him, how do you juggle and do both? You're very wealthy and you're all over, you're in the business world, and you're also a frumma person. How could you do both? So he told him, let me tell you, 6 days a week, I am busy like anything. Let me tell you, you know, business deals, real estate, very busy. But when Shabbos comes, it's all dead. And it's all dead means that not just that he just can't use his phone and he's waiting already when Matzah Shabbos to check his emails. It means that it's dead. Nothing's happening. Shabbos is... So then that means that he could disconnect and be connected to Yiddishkeit, to learn, to daven, all these ideas a person could get by thinking, by gaining of Shabbos. So this is a real limit for a person, even during the week it's busy, and a person davens, a person learns, but you could nourish it from Shabbos, by Shabbos being a day that you could just tune out and understand why we're here. The same that could help even for the days of the week. I just want to conclude with what is it relevant now to Sviras HaOmer from Pesach to Shavuos. This is very nice. It's relevant to every day of the year and it's every Shabbos. What does it have to do with Pesach and Shavuos? The Tshuvas HaRam brings, why do we count Svira from Pesach to Shavuos? Why do we count? There's a famous Tshuvas HaRam. The Tshuvas HaRam says, you know why we count Svira? Because when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael said, where are we going? Where are we off to? Moshe Rabbeinu said, We're going to Har Sinai. For what? To get the Torah. Klal Yisrael was so excited. Klal Yisrael asked, and when is that going to be? Moshe Rabbeinu said in 50 days. And Klal Yisrael was so excited, and they started counting every single day until they reached the Kabbalah Satayra. That's what the Ram brings, Tshuva Saran. My grandfather, who was a Talmud of Rameir Shapiro, finished Seder Kachem 50 times by 18 and put out a Sefer with Askamas at that age. He has a Sefer on Torah, and he explains what was the idea. So what is that related to us? Very good. They were very happy. And what do we have from that? It's true, we want to know that they were very happy. But there's a much deeper idea that we want to also get from what they were very happy. Let's look back. When they went out of Mitzrayim, they were Mentesh Shari Tumah. They were very low. Within 50 days, they got to such a high madrega, such a high level, that they got the Torah. Well, how did they get such a madrega? How did they get it from leaving Mitzrayim, which was so low in Mitzrayim, to get so high to Kabbalah Satayra? How did they get it? The answer was, is because every day, of course they counted, they were excited, they stopped and they thought, what are we doing? Where are we heading to? They stopped. Okay, tonight, 4 days, 5 days, it wasn't just a count, it was what came with the count. In other words, they were counting and they were thinking what our accomplishment is to get to Kabbalah Satayra. That's what they gained by the counting. So to sum up what we discussed the last couple of minutes, we discussed the idea that a person, whether if it's Shabbos, whether if it's a couple of minutes every day, but a person has to understand from his busy schedule, a person has to think what his purpose is, what he's trying to accomplish in life. And may we be zoicha with this to a chag, a shvuas, chag of Matan Torah. And we should be zoicha to be a skoil tzedek from here, remain one name.
Amen. 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 Amen.